The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. I got some wild ones.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and a reasonable afternoon it is, albeit lots of news, but not a lot of activity. The market finished up 9 points today, 5,832. At its peak, it was up about 23 points and drifted off a little bit at the close. Probably more in concern about the Aussie dollar.
Yeah, it's up over 80 cents, isn't it now?
80.45. And I suppose you lay that more at the blame, not because our economy is fantastic, we're managed by brilliant, intelligent people, but because the US dollar is just weakening all the time, which probably reflects the opposite of what I just said.
Mm.
But US, and, you know, the Fed left rates unchanged last night in the US. Basically, they're not even talking about raising them in the short term, which is something we did expect at the beginning of the year. And so the US dollar's been weakening. So as a result of that, ours has been strengthening. You know, that helps their economy and probably doesn't help ours too much. But we still are up on them the day. I can't complain. But, yeah, the Aussie dollar up to 80.5. We'll do a reverse around there. We'll talk about the currency first.
Sure. When's the last time, Kevin, off the top of your head, we were above 80 cents? A couple of years, wouldn't it be?
It could well be. While we're talking on the other ones, I'll quickly pull up my little chart.
Okay.
Tell me that. Yeah, so I'll pull up. It's not 1 year. Let me have a look. Last time was here was in middle of 2015.
Okay. So, yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, so, yeah, 2 years. Oh, geez, you're on the money, aren't you? Boy, oh, boy.
That's about as good as my maths is, Kevin.
Yeah, and 3 years ago it was nearly 95, and 4 years ago it was $1.05. So
okay.
They're the changes we've seen in the last 4 years. So a lot of volatility. Makes it hard if you're running a business either importing or exporting, you've got that sort of volatility.
Mm.
Against sterling, they continue to weaken. Down to 163 now if you're buying some of those. And if you're buying euros, it's $1.46 today. So currency strengthening all over the place. Not good for resource shares. So they were a bit muted today. Activity wasn't strong. The gold price is stronger internationally. It's 1262, but the gold shares here is down to 1570. I looked up a few gold shares today that when the gold price was last around 1570, and it was about a year ago. And the gold shares of the Australian gold producers were about 30% lower than what they are today.
Right.
So they've shrugged off a lot of that. I think that shows the sheer weight of money in exchange-traded funds. They go and buy the gold shares anywhere. So some might think that the Australian gold shares are pretty fully priced at the moment. So certainly our analysis of the quarterlies has shown that they're all performing really well, banking lots of money, but they're about what they're worth at the moment.
Mm.
So that's been keeping us busy today. Also, like I said, a lot of quarterlies came out. Good to see a couple of local companies coming out with good results and the market responding to them. We had Gage Roads, obviously, earlier in the week. You know, positive cash flow and a much better than expected result. Up another 9% today, I might add, to 4.9, which is good to see. But Threat Protect, another local security company, doing very well today. Their shares kind of run up to about 3.5 at one stage, back to 2.8 now, where they started the day. But lots of turnover and lots of activity suggesting they're going to get better. And lots of resource company quarterlies coming out as well, and mm-hmm. some of them jumping around. So it's keeping me busy. But at the same token, it's just sort of, it's hanging
meandering.
In there, so to speak.
Mm.
It's meandering, yeah. So waiting for leads from overseas. Yeah, the Dow was up 100 last night. One of my colleagues just told me if you took out Boeing, that accounted for 140 points of the movement last
wow.
night. So it might have actually been down a little bit. So, but in terms of, let's go back to the big cap stocks, which a lot of big investors own. We mentioned that A2 Milk Company was up, but BHP are up 28, Commonwealth Bank up 24, Rio up 39. The usual suspects moving their usual 0.5% to 1%, so to speak. So, and St Barbara were up. They had a good day today, up 7% to 279. Austral having a good day. They're over $2 again now. Long time since we've seen that. I'm pretty happy about it. Harvey Normal. We used to call it Hardly Normal when I was on the trading 4 years ago, so I got a tongue twister there. Harvey Norman up 14 cents to $4.30, so they're doing okay. And looking down the list, we can raffle the rest of them, I think. So a quiet day, a steady day, but 3 days up in a row, which keeps me happy, and I look forward to hopefully a fourth day tomorrow.
All right, Kevin, thank you.